breathing and relaxing. Syncing our breathing together, all of us. Powering down and powering up. As though with the exhalation, the breath powers down a frazzled nervous system. A more scattered, edgy mind. As we know, the beautiful breath sending signals to the body now. With each slow exhalation, signals to the body. Down regulating stress chemistry production. Relaxing. And with each inhalation, it is as though you power up the spin of the cells, you power up the photonic light, the biophoton activity of the cells. You breathe, feel the breath go up through the nasal passages as though you can breathe pure light right into the pineal gland. Expanding the ascension stargates, those higher ascension centers with anchor points in your body. Breathing in and breathing out. Powering up. And powering down. Feeling the comforting embrace of your body. We want to feel this stillness. Right now of the body. Because what seems to be pulsing through the field could very well be our collective group field. Could be the greater collective as well. It is a sort of a it's a flutter, it's a scattered flutter. But it's also the feeling like something is now right in front of you, and suddenly the human aspect is going, okay, whoa, whoa, wait a sec, I don't think I can actually do this. I don't think I actually have the resources to do this. I don't think I know enough. I don't think I can rise to this. So it might be that you knew something was coming, but it was just kind of an abstract, and now it's really on your doorstep. And the human aspect is in a little bit of a tizzy. It could be that it's a long-standing forced march that you've been on, and you're feeling a little low on the resources. You're feeling a little weak. And you're finding it hard to marshal the resources necessary to just keep showing up, keep doing the things, keep navigating. For some, it is going to be that you've been putting things off and letting things slide and not doing the things that you know that you should have. And now there's a little bit of an overwhelm. There's a backlog that is making it difficult for you to be able to really show up, navigate what's going on right now. There is a scattered element to this, and that feels like, at least in part, that has to do with a lot of the energies that we've talked about so many times on the planet. Information streams and bandwidths that are desperate to get your attention, to hook your attention, to pull you hither and yon, to doubt yourself, to throw you off your center and on and on. So some of it is that we're attempting to meet what is legitimately coming in our lives on our own doorstep, what is for us to do, but we've got a deficit just showing up to our own doorstep because of all of this other that's sort of scattered. So it's this sense that if I had all of my, the wherewithal, as it were, of the fullness of my human, even just the human spectrum, my logic and my experience and my critical thinking and discernment and, if I had the fullness of all of that, I could actually deal with the things that are on my plate right now. But we're feeling a little bereft right already. Now, one positive, dare I label it positive, thing to think about is that some of the information that is coming in is in the form of energy. The higher vibrational energy streams coming from the galactic realms, and by that I mean actual galactic space weather-ish, there are beneficial frequencies coming from the collective, by virtue of the fact that the collective is up-leveling, waking up, leveling up, lightening up. You, by virtue of the work that you've already done, we've talked about this before, you have created a momentum. The momentum of ascension is already one of the dominant, if not the dominant, momentum of your life. So you are tuning to higher frequency bandwidths. You are alchemizing lower frequency bandwidths much more deftly and skillfully, and probably without the human constructs, even awareness a lot of the time. So what I'm saying is some of this deluge of these pieces of information, I know we've been talking about this, it feels like we've been talking about this for the last year or so, this deluge of information that we're having to navigate through, it's true though. Some of it is positive, meaning it is for your upliftment and your betterment. Meaning not, I'm not saying that as a parental sort of way, it's for your own good, but really, really, you are utilizing it to up-level, burn off density, redirect, change course. But it can all still feel like a lot. It can all still feel like we're moving through a bit of a fog, just doing our best, knowing that we could probably do better. So some of this, as we have said before, we need to continue to, as I say so often, trust the light that you are, Master of Light. Trust the work that you've already done as a Master of Light incarnate on this planet, which means many, 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 many thousands of lifetimes. Trust that. And as always, it is the human construct that is saying, okay, whoa, hang on. Maybe I can't do this, actually. I know I thought I could. That was before it's on my doorstep. All these people, all these things, all these projects. Something emotionally that I have to wrap my heart around. Something complex and multi-stage that I have to wrap my head around, whatever it is, it's the human construct that is saying, I don't know if I can actually do this. I know I said I could. I know I thought I could, but I don't know. But I'll tell you something. The light frequency consciousness aspect of your being, that is to say, the 90% of your beingness. You know what it's saying right now? Good. Good. It's go time. Because whatever is coming to you now, there's more to it than just the face presentation of it. It represents an up level. Not even that it represents a lesson for you to have, oh, here, yet another thing you have to do and achieve and prove yourself and learn something new and all of that. I don't mean it from that standpoint. I mean, it being on your doorstep is proof positive that you have leveled up. Now, there might be some human level obfuscation, lack of clarity. It might be that within that, the human aspect needs to create boundaries, articulate boundaries, and use discernment. Because the light frequency energy aspect of you, from that perspective, that bandwidth of consciousness where you exist there, you just know you can do all of it. You can do all of it. It's my spirit guides there. Shut up, I'm busy. That aspect of your being knows and has the experience of your infinitude, your power, your breadth and depth and potential. But we are still navigating a fourth dimensional earth. Yeah, we're not third dimensional 100% anymore. We're still navigating a fourth dimensional earth, and we're still doing so anchored in a sort of third, fourth dimensional body. with a personality construct. And so that personality construct may still need to be, as I said, big things seem to be around boundaries and discernment. And the one will probably follow the other. You'll discern energies and then potentially articulate a boundary. So for that now, let's just take a moment and tap into our group energy constellation. The shimmery weave of light and frequency and energy, light filaments. That is you. That is me. All of us at the higher levels, the way that we weave together and connect in the unique configuration of right this moment. As though that feeling, if you can imagine it, if we've not actually seen it, where you would be standing and looking at a display of northern lights, this beautiful shimmering swath of light, magnificent, these tall shimmering towers and pillars of light, as though they undulate in a sort of fabric across the sky. That feeling of awe. Tune into that, because that is us. And right now, in the presence of those heightened frequency bandwidths, in the container of that light weave of all of us, we've got you. In this moment now, your nervous system is becoming calm. And clear. Your endocrine system, your biochemistry is becoming smooth and soft and regulated. Pouring out the biochemistry of repair, renewal, regeneration, revitalization. Your neural net is repatterning. According to that light configuration that you're tuning to. The heart, your physical heart, becoming strong and deep, grounded, tuned to the living earth, tuned to your soul frequencies that suffuse and infuse the cells of this body. Master of Light incarnate, are you? Purest love incarnate, are you? Beloved of Earth, are you? Oh, you felt that one, didn't you? Good, good. All else will flow from there. Your beloved human construct being capable, being responsible, able to respond, being skillful. That will arise when the moment calls it forth. Can you really doubt that though? Really? Even now? No. There was another small message, something to think about. We've talked several times in the past about the idea of you occupying all of your real estate, as it were. You embodying fully in your body. Your body tuning to your soul's frequency, your soul's light, and no one else, and nothing else. Because there are beings on this planet, there are bandwidths of information and frequency very deliberately being broadcast, that are very much intended to get into you, your mind, so that your neural net begins to repattern itself. It begins to tune to lower frequencies. Things, substances that are very much, they want them in your body because they tune to lower frequencies. To these beings on the planet, the Great Awakening, the upliftment of this planet back into the realms of light, they must be stopped at all costs. It's not going to be stopped. There's absolutely no chance of that. But that is where they're coming from. This is why we keep coming back to this idea of you occupy fully your body, your mind as much as possible, your emotional body. Building up, allowing, expanding, amplifying the light that you are, the alchemical flame aspect of the light that you are. So that there is no room in your body, in your mental body, your emotional body, or your energy bodies for these other low frequency bandwidths. A good part of the thoughts in your head are not even yours. They're put there quite deliberately. But here's an interesting thought. If we follow that, and we can probably get on board with that. Okay, yeah, I understand that. I want to occupy my body fully. Each one of us that does that, that is tuning more to the embodiment of frequencies, of love, of joy. We say joy, and if joy feels like it's a bit too much of a leap, a stretch for you right now, then perhaps could be possibility, willingness. Love. And if you can't manage love for, you know, everyone, as it were, they say we have to sort of love everyone, then just start with something really easy, like your pet or your child. Feel that. Expand the shit out of those moments where you just naturally, spontaneously feel such love for those little beings. The more of us on this planet that are holding those frequencies, broadcasting, radiating those frequencies, we occupy more of the geography, as it were, the real estate, as it were, here on the planet in this realm, in this dimensional bandwidth. And what does that mean? We squeeze the other little buggers right out. We do that with our own body, our own being, our own field, but we're doing that macrocosmically as well. Tis like the physics of light. Tis like walking into a dark room and lighting one candle, and then another one comes in, and another, and another, and another, and another, and we all light those candles, boom, within no time. There is not a square centimeter of darkness in that room. That is the power of this work that we're doing. And know that even if you just have a moment or two where you feel love or wonder or awe or a little shiver of excitement about a possibility, boom, you've just lit your candle. It really is big work that we are doing. Recharge your batteries. Find the ways, become deft at that, at recharging your batteries, even if you only have a few minutes here and there. You can do this. What is on your doorstep? forth from you something great. That I promise you the fullness of you, the light that is you, is even greater.